Experience Milwaukee is sponsored by Visit Milwaukee with show music by Newski. In this episode, we sit down with Henry from Mobcraft to check in on Sourfest and Mobcraft's expansion to other cities. Get ready, because here we go.
Hello, Milwaukee!
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode.
This is Henry Schwartz, and I'm the president of Mobcraft Beer. Milwaukee is the most underrated, awesomest place in the entire world.
Yo, I'm recording just so you know, so because we usually get some good tidbits before we actually start.
Yeah, we are no stranger to weird audio issues. Exactly. It's just always something.
Are you there?
Yep.
So, Henry, are you in Walker's Point?
I am.
Oh, yeah, it would have been
sitting
cool.
I'm in the tap room right now.
Oh, man. It would have been cool if you were like somewhere else and then Adam's in Wisconsin and then Mexico.
Oh, yeah. That I'm the only one in the cold winter of Wisconsin right now. I get it.
Exactly.
Well, I could go on the roof.
There you go.
It's still cold, though.
It's cold.
Although it's not terrible today, if I'm being honest.
Is it 85?
No, it's not 85.
So we're going to talk about Sourfest?
Yeah.
We'll catch up on some general updates as well.
Yes, I was thinking that too. Like anything new. Okay, good.
And Henry, you know how this all goes. You can say what you want. We'll fix it all up if you have long pauses or you want to start over, whatever.
Perfect.
Cool. All right, cool.
Yeah, Steve's in Mexico right now, so let's make him work. Let's make him work for this one. Start over every question.
Oh no, I'll have to sit.
Yeah, let's
sit
just
by
make
the
this
beach
go
editing.
Like 3 hours, so he doesn't get to go to the beach.
Exactly.
I'm in my room, and my balcony overlooks the ocean.
Nice.
Yeah,
so I can see it all right now.
My balcony overlooks a roundabout that cars like to flip over in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
They will drive like hellions around here.
Oh. Hey, I got to grab...
disappointing thing about 2023 so far, the webcam that used to be focused on the roundabout and had a great YouTube channel, the person in that apartment moved. So,
oh, man.
We can no longer watch it.
Dang. You'll have to get one or something.
Have you ever seen that, though?
No.
That YouTube channel. There's a whole YouTube channel dedicated to this Milwaukee roundabout right in front of the brewery. And it has great titles like, you know, things like car lights on fire before hitting ground, flipping over roundabout.
I did see that.
Yeah, but they moved, so. God.
That was
and I was like
wild.
All ready to make a collaboration beer with them and everything, but
moved.
You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, are you still there, Steve? Oh, yeah, there we go.
I had to run and grab something because my phone is ringing.
Yeah, let's get going. To be honest, Henry, I think we should maybe... oh, my God.
Sorry, that was a chair. That was a chair.
I'm sure it was. These ducks out here are crazy.
It's Mexican food.
Henry, if you could, what's new since we last saw you at Mobcraft?
There's all sorts of stuff that's new. Well, first of all, when was that? I have a foggy memory.
Oh, my God. I want to say it was like a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was a long time ago.
I was there more recently because I'm cool.
I know that we saw each other down at New Barons not too long ago.
Yeah.
But all right, the quick year and a half recap. So Mobcraft launched a equity crowdfunding round in 2021-ish, maybe, kind of, sort of. Yeah. And we raised some capital. We wanted to expand. We knew that we had a really cool taproom and wanted to recreate a couple other ones, those at the same time. So yeah, we went out and raised some money, generated about $800K in investment, and found three cool properties that we are working on opening. We found one in Denver, Colorado, in the Five Points neighborhood, just kind of right outside of downtown. We opened that place up in September of 2022. And it is humming along right now. We found another location in Woodstock, Illinois. That's a really cool 1880s sheriff's house right in the town square. They're renovating into this mixed-use facility. So it's like half courthouse, half sheriff's house, and where the basement and first floor tenant of the sheriff's house. So we're literally taking like this old 1800s house and making it into a brewery tap room.
That's so cool.
That's really cool. Okay, I may have missed this.
Okay.
But are all of these locations going to continue the Mobcraft way in that they're crowdsourcing all the ideas for the beer?
Yeah, I mean, continuing the Mobcraft way and even in a bigger way. Well, I'll tell you about the last location first. That's in Waterford, Wisconsin. We ended up buying a riverfront property down there, and it's on like 200 feet of river frontage right next to two dams. Got a big, huge grassy area to play games and a big old patio space. So those are the three spots we're working on outside of Milwaukee.
Nice.
But okay, so back to the Mobcraft way. Yeah, we're 10 years old this year.
Wow.
So we are turning the whopping silver anniversary. We are almost a teenager.
That flew by.
And
yeah.
It did for sure. So we kind of revisited our strategic plan and our mission statement, and we found out that, you know, over and over again, we are just partnering up with our community to make beers and do really fun things. So our mission statement, as we came out of this, you know, year 10 in business, was growing community while turning ideas into beer. And so we're just kind of doubling down on it and, you know, finding more fun people to make beers with, whether it be individuals or other brewers or causes that we align with. And it's really letting us do a lot more fun brewing.
That's awesome.
With the addition of all these other locations, they're each going to have their own smaller brew house. So that gives us a lot more opportunity to make, you know, one-off batches and smaller things. Because, you know, Milwaukee is 900 gallons or bust. So,
wow. Adam and I take care of that in an afternoon.
Oh, that is a really cool idea. Yeah, right?
No problem, Henry. Challenge accepted. Unbelievable.
I'll fill your pool in Mexico with you.
Yes.
Yeah, I did try to swim in beer once, but it didn't go over so well.
No, I wouldn't do that. But
cold.
Yeah, and weirdy. It's weirdy.
It's weirdy?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to swim in that.
No, yeah.
Do the bubbles make you float? I don't know.
Make you do something.
Wait, do they? Oh boy. Let's not get into science.
Not at all.
If there's one thing that this podcast is really weak on, it's science. Or if there's one thing we had to pick,
science
would probably be the one that we're weak at. Like, I feel like there's something with the yeast and that would pull you down, but then the bubbles lift you. I don't know. I could be lying on all fronts.
Probably.
Well, hey, you know, you and global politics are about the same skill level.
Yeah.
Right. Awesome. Awesome. Henry, that's a lot to be happening in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's like a franchise scaling up, you know? That's not like I'm a tap room in Milwaukee looking to open a new location. That's like four different spots at once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only thing that's saving me is that they're at different levels of their process. You know, one is operating and, you know, fine-tuning operations. The next one is kind of in the latter part of construction. And then another one is in the, you know, design phase of the building. So,
sure.
You know, fortunately, that's going on. That they're not all like the exact same fires at all locations. But yeah, it's definitely way more than I had expected, and feel like I am definitely swimming a bit off level.
Are you? You're in the tap room right now.
Yeah, I am.
That's cool. What's going on over there?
Yeah, who's
there's
slapping
be
what?
Really cool stuff. Oh, you know, we're just counting change. That's all.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, you know what it sounded like? It sounded like two flat pieces of aluminum slapping together.
I've never done that, so I don't know what it sounds like.
You know what?
Like, hey, you know, my pile of aluminum, I'm just going to slap these together to get some
you
sound.
You have not
going.
Lived until you've slapped some aluminum together and made it like a really loud clap.
Crush a lot of cans.
Adam sometimes goes on vacation just to do that.
Yeah.
That's
why.
So anyway, cool stuff going on in the tap room. Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because we are about to embark on our fifth annual Sour Fest. So at Mobcraft, we bake a lot of sour and wild beers. And our Sour Fest happens the end of March every year, and it's a really fun time for us to get together with all of our other buds that make sour and wild ales around the state of Wisconsin. So we have 12 different breweries making sour and wild beers that are going to be showcasing at a little mini beer festival that happens in the actual brewery. It's called the Wild Wisconsin Wild and Sour Sampling Sessions.
That's
so
cool.
We've got those going on from 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. And then we'll have about 20 different sours on tap in the tap room. And it's the time of year that we release our Sour Golden Ale, which is a really fun beer. It's kind of a blended project. It spends a year in a big 900-gallon oak tank. And then we take some of that beer out and blend it with beer that's been aging in oak barrels for another year to 2 years. And then we age it on fruit for another 6 months after that. So all said and done, this is like a three and a half year project.
Wow.
We release at the end of March every year. So.
And then people show up and slam them down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Three years of work.
Because, you know, they're pretty tart, but as long as it's at least 3 seconds, we're good. Accomplished.
Yeah, how many, Henry, how many on average sours in a sitting do you think you could drink?
It really depends on what it is. You know,
there's some beers that are
just like mildly tart and some that are blisteringly acidic. Some beers that are 4%, some beers that are 10%. So probably three. Maybe it's kind of 3 pints of sour would be about where.
I feel like that's where I'm at too.
I think the topper is three. You're right. It depends on alcohol. You know, I'm not going to down three sours that are 12% alcohol or anything. But
you
in general, I think I'm good for like three. Three sours are usually good.
Yeah. And, you know, the reason that we do this is just to put out bowls and tums all over the place. And
like, Sourfest brought to you by Tums.
You know what the hardest thing in the world is? Trying to buy bulk Tums. Can't do it. Like, no matter where I search, I can't find bulk Tums.
So we
wrote to the company that makes Tums and was like, hey, you want to, you know, do a funny collaboration with our Sourfest? But didn't hear anything. So.
Those Tums people.
So arrogant.
They give me indigestion.
Yeah.
Wow. No.
So when is this Sourfest, did you say? I missed it. I was laughing at all the jokes.
March 25th.
That's coming up.
Yeah, coming up right around the corner, and it is open to the public. So we'll have the Sourfest going on in the tap room the whole entire day, from noon until we close about 11, and then that little Wisconsin and Wild and Sour sampling sessions in the back has two sessions: one from 1 to 3, one from 4 to 6. And I will say the 1 to 3 is already sold out. So,
oh wow,
you want to do that? Nope. 4 to 6, get your tickets quick.
Where do they go for tickets?
To
the website.
You can probably just Google Mobcraft Sourfest and then that page pops up.
There you go.
If you go to mobcraftbeer.com/fests, FESTS.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I could read out
the QR code on this poster in front of me, but
do it. You know, square blank square.
We'll wait. Go ahead.
We'll wait.
Yeah, so mobcraftbeer.com/fest. We'll go with that.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then anything else? Like, what's the summer looking like over there?
Oh, no. Two other cool things that I forgot to tell you.
Yes.
Oh, please do.
So sour beers are definitely a product that you share with a lot of friends. You know, a lot of breweries make them in large format bottles, and you need like five people to take down 750 mils of sour.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a little pop-up bottle shop that all the breweries around that come to this festival bring all of their beers to sell at this little pop-up bottle shop. So it's, a fun way to just kind of go shopping for your, rare and exquisite beers.
Will that be on-site?
Yeah. That's on-site during Sourfest.
Okay, cool. What's the second thing?
You asked what other cool stuff we're doing.
Yeah.
The December crowdsourced vote every year we do is a vote with a nonprofit. So we only get 501c3 organizations to submit beers to the website, and then whatever beer wins the vote is the one we brew, and then we donate all the proceeds to that org. So Hunger Task Force was the organization that won in December, and we brewed their beer at the end of February, and that'll be coming out at the end of March. So that's the free and local wheat. It's a Citra dry hop wheat beer, and we're really excited to get that one out to bars, liquor stores, restaurants, and obviously in the tap.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
Sour beers, which are super tart, funky, and kind of niche, down to a beer with a little bit of hops in it.
Everybody's going to like that one. I have something to share with you too that no one knows. But I'm going to share it right now. I haven't now I'm ready for the gasps. But I have not had a beer in like 2.5 weeks.
Gasp. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's been
I haven't had a beer in 2.5
hours.
Yeah.
I'm going to
you beer in like
2.5 minutes.
Oh, I was going to say 2.5 seconds because I have half one.
as you take a sip, you're like, "Oh, sorry, I was going to talk, but I was sipping my beer."
This is delicious. You've inspired me. I'm going to go to the Oceanside bar and get a beer after this.
Do it.
Oh, sweet. You were waiting just for talking to me before you had another beer.
I didn't know I was, but I guess I was, Henry.
Oh, okay.
And now it's
coming. Just needed that little bit of inspo.
A little nudge.
Yep.
A little nudge. All right, cool. And then summer looking good over there?
Yeah, we're really excited to open up the patio. That's just, you know, one fun thing looking at this cold, snowy chunk of concrete. I'm so excited to open up the patio. We do have a new distribution company in Wisconsin, or in the city of Milwaukee and across the whole entire state. We are now distributing our beer through Beechwood Sales and Service. So we're excited to be working with them.
Yeah.
The ability to just get beer in so many more bars, liquor stores, and restaurants. Formerly, we had a little bit of trouble getting into specific bars and whatnot just because, you know, not every bar and not every restaurant chain has every distributor that there is.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're with one of the top dogs in Milwaukee and excited to be able to sell a lot more beer out across the city. We're also going to be opening up for lunch. So that's a cool new thing.
We evaluated,
there's a lot of businesses in direct vicinity to Mobcraft right down in Walker's Point.
Right.
And here's like, oh, there's Red Hike, there's Arley, you know, there's the whole tannery complex. And obviously people that live down here. So we're adding some new menu items, sandwiches to our menu.
That's not an easy thing to do, to flip on food service.
Well, fortunately we've got the kitchen and it's been pretty stable for like 6 months. You know, just operating as we are. So we've been going slow, unlike the rest of our expansions. We've been going slow at evaluating, you know, lodging for lunch service.
Adam.
Well, Steve.
I'll take you out to lunch.
Hey, that sounds great.
Oh, nice.
On that stellar patio, I absolutely love. I know we joked about the wild roundabout, but I absolutely love that patio because of the traffic that goes through
the entertainment there.
It is a little entertaining, and it's not a ton of walking traffic. It's the great roundabout traffic. I don't know what it is about the roundabout traffic that I just absolutely enjoy.
And the patio is protected from that little street.
There's a buffer of all the angle parking.
Jump over a few different obstacles.
Yeah.
Well, I could do it. I could do it, Henry.
That's what it is. You feel safe because, you know, there's the barrier between you.
People really got to want it.
They got to really try hard for that.
It's that great combo of like this Midwestern, I don't know what a roundabout is, nor how to navigate it. And that mixed with like everybody ripping their motorcycles up and down the street on Thursdays on bike night.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Hey, I own a motorcycle. I can drive like an A-hole every Thursday.
There you go.
But that's pretty fun though, because you do get to see like all sorts of bikes. People that have these crazy choppers and sound systems that are larger than should be in three different cars.
Well, boys, this was good. Looking forward to Sourfest on March 25th.
And yeah, if you're
March 25th.
Oh yeah, March 25th, noon to 7.
And noon to close, whenever you close.
Yeah, noon to 11.
Oh, it's noon to... Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
We're not kicking you out that quick.
They took it to a new level. Nice. And then you got a couple private or kind of ticketed tastings you got to go to the website for, and we'll drop that in the show notes.
Yep.
Yep. And then those couple new beers coming out, we'll have that free and local wheat. That should be out pretty soon. Look for that in six packs of cans and on tap at your favorite watering hole. Then we've also got our return of the Low Funk Radberry, which is a raspberry ginger sour. That's going to be coming out at the end of the year.
Coming out when?
And then we'll have the end of March.
Okay.
And then we'll have our Squeeze and Juice, which is our juicy IPA making its return probably sometime in mid-April.
Adam, yeah, I'll drink all those, Adam.
And, okay, you drink all those. I will not, I'll watch you drink them, I guess.
No, and you'll drink the rest.
I'll also drink some, yes. Yeah. And check, if you're in Denver, check out Mobcraft in Denver. Waterford Woodstock, Mobcraft is coming for you.
We'll be there. Yeah, should be like in between July and August that construction is done and we can get the sucker open. So
nice. Well,
fantastic.
Hey, yeah, good luck with everything. You are one of the hardest working dudes, not just in beer, but in the whole city. And I know you have a great team around you, but it's been amazing to watch over the last now, well, I guess 10 years at least, to see you work on things and keep pushing this forward. It's really cool. I don't think those people who want to start brewing beer and open up a tap room, they don't know what's behind all that. They should talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Sir.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Yeah, there is. So, Adams, your plans.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
You got it. Cool. Guys, this was great.
All right.
As always.
Enjoy the rest of your time down in Mexico. And thanks for the opportunity to jump on the show with y'all.
You got it. Thank you. Adam?
Hey, Steve.
You know how we end it.
And now, Milwaukee's own Newski.
Wish I could get psyched to go out at night. See my phone.